Hachette Audio presents Death of Yesterday, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm.
To my good neighbors, Louise Bowles and Samantha Burke, with affection. Chapter 1. Send home my long strayed eyes to me, which, oh, too long have dwelt on thee. William Blake. Morag Merrily was an art student, earning money in her summer holidays by working as a secretary for Shotmark Fashions in Knothen, in the Scottish county of Sutherland. She was English and considered herself a cut above her fellow workers. She was highly unpopular. Her appearance was unprepossessing. She had lank brown hair and rather prominent green eyes. But she had a passion for art and for studying faces. Shopmark Fashions was a new factory on the outskirts of the village, risen out of an old derelict Victorian furniture store. Knothen was a grim place with one main street running down to a man-made loch over which towered the grey walls of a hydroelectric dam. Morag had taken the job because she had dreamt of a romantic highland village and had never quite got over the culture shock of being in Knothen, where the sour locals took pride in keeping themselves to themselves. She sat in her usual corner of the Highlander pub one Saturday evening with her sketchbook, busily drawing the faces of people in the pub, and also the face of someone looking in at the window. Morag always drank alone. The other employees of the factory drank at a pub down on the loch side, and strangely enough,